Blog Talk Radio.
Having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus Christ shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But thou, our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us far more exceeding an external weight of glory. While we look not on the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Welcome to another episode of the House of Christ Ministries Present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Tonight, I would like you to join me in prayer for our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. Most of us live in relative comfort and free to practice our religion, while our brothers and sisters are suffering across the miles. In America, we worship in church. Thousands of our persecuted brothers and sisters worship in prison. They have restricted nations throughout the world and hostile areas. This includes countries where government policy or practice prevents Christians from obtaining Bibles or other Christian literature. Also included are countries with government-sanctioned circumstances or anti-Christian laws that lead to Christians being harassed, imprisoned, killed, or deprived of possessions or liberties because of their weakness. In hostile areas, this includes large areas in nations where governments consistently attempt to provide protection for the Christian population, but Christians are victims of violence because of their witness. Around the world, presidents, state officials, police, religious warriors, radicals, terrorists, and even ordinary citizens are trying to stop the spread of the Christian faith. A Pakistani Christian leader once said, "We are not the victims, we are the victors." As believers, I encourage you to help through prayer, and also encourage you to visit www.persecution.com. So tonight, we would like you to join me in prayer for those nations and for our brothers and sisters who are imprisoned across the world because of their proclamation of Jesus Christ. Let the nations be awakened, O Lord. Let the earth hear the voice of the Lord. Judge the nations in your sight, Father, and put them to fear, that they might know themselves to be but men. Father, the old creation groans and labors to be delivered from the bondage of corruptions in the glorious liberty of the children of God. Send forth your Spirit of truth to bear witness unto you and to convict the world of sin, of righteousness and judgment. Cause them to repent and to turn away from their idols. Shake the nations who are persecuting these Christians so they will come to the desire of all nations in Jesus Christ. Father, cause your people to rise up. Gather your mighty ones to prepare for a war against these countries, O God. Bring the multitudes into the valley of decisions. Send your ambassadors to all the nations. Open them a door for the world to speak the mystery of Jesus Christ, that the gospel of the kingdom may be preached in all the world. You have declared to your people the power of your words in giving them the heritage of the nations. Let every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord throughout the world. Cause righteousness and praise to bring forth glory. the earth be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'll gather the nations together, dear Lord God, that they might worship thee and exalt thee in all the earth. Lord, let all the nations be blessed through your people. Remember our brothers and sisters who are persecuted for your name's sake, O Lord. Let freedom reign among them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And let the wealth of the heathen be gathered together and be delivered into the hands of your people for the work of the Lord. Send forth your salvation to the ends of the earth, dear Lord, and make the enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ be your footstool. Father, we pray, O God, that other Christians will come around to join us, Lord, and pray for brothers and sisters who are suffering throughout the world. Lord, I pray that you have mercy upon them, Lord God. Touch every Christian, anoint them, Lord, and show them the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Yeah.
spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission, I would like to once again encourage you to remember our brothers and sisters throughout the world who are being persecuted because of their love for Jesus Christ and for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. So I encourage you once again as believers to keep them in your prayers. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. We would like to encourage you to visit our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc. at www.reverseofrevival.com. Once again, I would like to encourage you to become a partner with us today. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums. From our radio broadcast, House of Christ Ministries, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local communities, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer requests and financial support are an important component to bringing the gospel to the world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. We would like to encourage you once again to keep those persecuted Christians in your prayers. It is very, very important for us to do that. In America, we are free to practice our religion. But think about those in the other parts of the world who are having difficulty serving the Lord. Some of them are placed in prisons. Some of them are killed. So I ask you once again as believers to join me in prayer every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we continue on this spiritual journey. I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God eternally existent in three persons, God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Let's take a look at Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Beloved, Napoleon once said, The nature of Jesus Christ's existence is a mysterious, I admit. But this mystery meets the wants of man rejected, and the world is in on an inexplicable riddle. Believe it, and the history of our race is satisfactorily explained. Who is Jesus Christ? Few people in history have as much written about them, invite as much controversy and inspire as much devotion as Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the divine Son of God, the second member of the Trinity, and Savior of humanity. When we say Jesus Christ, we are referring to the Son of God, a member of the Trinity, who existed before the creation of the world, who participated with the Father and the Holy Spirit in creation, and who became human. Jesus Christ, being born of the Virgin Mary, came to earth to do the will of the Father. He died for our sins. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 10 says, Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. He came to life again, was bodily resurrected. And now we take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Jesus Christ ascended into the heaven and will come again to judge sin and establish permanent righteousness on earth. The scripture declare him to be God. The scripture declare him to be a man. And his works prove him to be a man.
Oh Lord, the mountains are fly but sometimes steep. But I know you are
Adventures Inc.'s sole purpose is to equip the members of the body of Jesus Christ with the tools necessary to effectively function in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be His ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This teaching, Supernatural Faith, will help you develop and increase your faith, which will enable you to walk in the Spirit. You will understand the basis by which faith operates and is built on. Many Christians try to apply their faith and see no results, not realizing that faith must be built on a solid foundation. You will also gain an understanding of the gift of faith according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you as we continue on this journey. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson series, Supernatural Faith. Tonight, we will be speaking about the declaration of a righteous person. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Once again, our lesson for tonight is the declaration of a righteous person. We, the Christians, are sons and daughters of the only true and living God. And as his children, we emulate or follow what he does. Our Heavenly Father accomplishes much by declaration or through spoken word. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 through 27, we see our righteous Father and God using the declaration of the word to create the earth. For example, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Christians are called to do this very same thing. That is to say, we are to declare the word of God in faith and righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." Beloved, we are called to declare or speak in faith and expect the manifestation of the word of God that we are declaring. Declaration from a righteous person. Righteousness is right standing with God. When a person has right standing with God, then there will be in them the restoration of the dominion given to Adam and by God. Our righteousness comes through being forgiven of our sins because we have accepted the love gift of God, Jesus Christ, who took our place and died for our sins and gave us his righteousness. It is Jesus Christ's righteousness that is appropriated to us that gives us right standing with God. When a righteous person declares the word, it accomplished. This is because sin, which is the substance that the enemy uses to steal our authority, has no place, right in them to stop the manifestation of that word. The dominion of a righteous person is in effect giving them the ability to do what Jesus Christ did, to declare and expect the manifestation of that declaration. To command the enemy to stop, you must know that you have the right to use the word of God against the enemy. You must also know by faith that the declaration of the word, will work as you speak it forth against the enemy and his devices. Keep this truth in your heart and mind. When a righteous person, man or woman, declares a word of God in faith, it is accomplished. Your declaration of God's word holds mighty power. The enemy may try to resist, but you must stand firm on the word of God and don't move. Rather, expect the enemy to leave his position and retreat, because the word of God has exerted power against him. Faithful words spoken in the natural realm from a righteous person has the same power in the spiritual realm and imparts and impacts the enemy there, thus causing change or breakthrough to happen in the spiritual, then manifest in the natural. So do not be discouraged if the manifestation of breakthrough is not immediately evident. Know that the spiritual work is already done, and be patient as the result is in the spiritual begin to permeate the natural realm. The enemy will try to defile the righteous person's tongue and heart. He knows that if he can get sin in your heart, then he can cause you to sin with your mouth. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 says, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Beloved, the enemy wants to pollute your heart with issues that cause bitterness, unforgiveness, lust, covetousness, and other sin, with the design purpose of moving you out of righteousness. Unrighteousness in the heart hinders righteous acts from being done at our declaration. Because our power in the Word of God is accessed through righteousness through Jesus Christ, the carnal Christian often sees little result when declaring the Word of God. The carnal Christian lacks the ability to stand confidently in the face of the enemy and declare the Word, because they do not have a right relationship with the one who is the power, which is God. When you know that your relationship with God is right, there is an air of confidence that you have when dealing with the enemies of God, knowing that there is no hindrance to the power of God flowing through you as a word. The carnal Christian does not have the assurance or confidence, yet they can, if they would get right with God. It is through righteousness, right standing with God through repentance, that we have the right to stand in dominion over the enemy. The declaration of a righteous subdues creation that is under man's authority. The declaration of righteous subdues the earth, all things under the dominion of man. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, we have those things that are under man's dominion, thus man's declarative territory. It reads, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Man has been given the entire earth, including the elements, to declare in righteousness the will and word of God. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, it bought back for man the dominion that was originally given to him by God. Man was given authority over the earth, yet he had to subdue it. And this is done not by physical force, rather through the faith-filled declaration of a righteous person. Although Jesus Christ was and is the Son of God, the works that he did on earth was that of a righteous man. When he declared to the winds and the sea to be still, they obeyed because they recognized his right standing and the authority that comes with that, knowing that they are subject to it. Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. Gives one of Jesus' accounts with the wind. It reads, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched for it. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and they were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. And there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and water, and they obey him." Because of Jesus Christ's righteousness imputed, accounted to us, we are now righteous. We are restored to the place of righteous dominion and have declarative authority over the earth. When the righteous declares a thing, the dominion of man, Adam, is recognized and all creation obeys. This same principle is true regarding binding the devil and his demons. You do it by your declarative words. And if he is in man's realm of dominion, on earth and its atmosphere as well as in the spiritual realm, then they too must submit to the restored dominion that you have been given through Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 says, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." You bind and loose with the word. Binding and loosing are declarative statements. You declare the word to bind and loose. Many of the saints of God are discouraged and think that the word of God doesn't always manifest, causing them to unknowingly or without speaking it, lose confidence in the declared word of God. Beloved, learn a spiritual lesson tonight. If the word of God does not work for you, then the error is in you and not the word. Begin to check yourselves to see where the enemy is stealing the power of the declarative word in your life. Make sure that you have repented and turned from your sins in every area of your life, thus giving you right standing and access to dominion and power. Just because you see power of God flowing in your life, the carnal man and lukewarm Christian will not qualify for power, often due to their lax attitude towards the accepted sins of our day. Yes, society accepts certain sins and considers them normal behavior. Yet you cannot, if you seek power in your declarative word. It has been those little foxes' sins, as the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15 says, that have spoiled the vine or your ability to operate in power and dominion. Beloved, get righteous and go and declare God's word into the world and bring restoration to those things and places that God has called you to minister. Beloved, I encourage you once again to declare the word of God. We appear to be having some technical difficulties, and as soon as it's cleared up, we will be back on the air. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the declaration of a righteous person. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you'd like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the road to salvation. If you have accepted Jesus Christ in the past and have turned away, I encourage you. Beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Tonight, He's standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who have turned away from Him, He's waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. I'm going to ask you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Romans 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 16, verse 24 says, He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Salvation is a gift, and you can receive it right this very minute if you'll admit you are a sinner and ask Jesus Christ to save you. God wants to give you the best gift ever offered anyone. Why not accept Him now? God loves you and wants you to experience peace and life abundant and eternal. I'm going to ask you to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you. I want you to have mercy on me, a sinner. I want your forgiveness for all my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and rose again.
From the ends of the earth,
Father, I repent of my sins.
From the depths of the sea,
from now on,
from the heights of the heaven,
my life is in your hands.
Your name be
praised.
From the shadows
of my heart. This I ask in Jesus' name, amen.
From the ends of the earth,
from the
depths of the sea,
from the heights of the
song we raise.
We appear to be having some technical difficulties tonight, but we will continue on with this show until our songs start playing again. Beginning the Christian walk with a solid foundation influences the success of your life as a Christian. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." The right way to begin the Christian walk is by receiving Jesus Christ. He immediately gives power to become a child of God to anyone who receives him. It does not matter what you have done in life. When you receive Jesus Christ, the very instant you'll become a child of God. The Lord promises this. There is no other way for you to become a child of God. No man, no matter how well he has been sheltered from the vices of evils of this world, is a child of God until he receives Jesus Christ. Galatians 3 verse 26 says, "We are children of God by faith in Jesus Christ." What does it mean to receive Jesus Christ? It means to accept Jesus Christ as all God offers him to be for everybody. Jesus Christ is God's gift. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Thank you.
Some accept this wondrous gift of God. Everyone accepts this gift, becomes a child of God. Many others refuse this wondrous gift of God. And everyone who refuses this gift perishes. They condemn themselves. John chapter 3 verse 18 says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Beloved, I encourage you to press in and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You must find a Bible-believing church in your community for your spiritual growth. You can also write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Lord, I decree and declare that by faith I will walk through my trials on dry grounds, and my enemies will be drowned. I will encircle the immovable walls from my life, and my faith, those walls will fall down. By faith, I will sojourn in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, as I am an heir of the same promise. I will forsake any bondage that seeks to entrap me, looking forward by faith and setting my eyes on him who is invisible. I declare that I have uncommon great faith in the power of Jesus Christ, faith that cannot be found anywhere else. Amen. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall build up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. O Lord God of hosts, strong Lord, like unto thee. Art thy faithful round about thee. Thou rulest the raging of the sea, where the waves thereof arise. Thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom reproach of all the mighty people, wherewith thine enemies have reproach, O Lord, wherewith they have reproach the footsteps of thine anointed. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. Thank you. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, and good night.